And we welcome into the studios attorney David Ehler for our Legal Buzz this morning. How you doing there, David?
Good morning.
Good to see you, buddy, and
good
a happy new year. And with a new year means the General Assembly reconvenes in Columbia, the state legislature, and they start looking at laws. And I thought it was interesting. They had a story in the paper the other day about how it's very hard to enforce the no texting law, because how does a police officer go about doing that? Well, that may become a moot point if it's hands-free. Is that what they're discussing?
That's what they are. And I believe that Virginia is the first state that comes to mind that I'm aware of that I believe has it. Maybe New York City. You could obviously do it by your city or county if you wanted, as opposed to statewide. But the issue with the text one, as you probably recall, it was all huge all over the news, not just here locally in Charleston or through this state, but throughout the country of starting that. And it really hasn't, you know, had a lot of enforcement, because you're going to have to get a warrant to look in the person's phone. So, for instance, if they stopped you and they said, Mr. Todd, you were just definitely text messaging, and you said, no, it wasn't, or you just refused to speak, they couldn't just take your phone. They'd have to get a warrant to be able to look and see if, in fact, you were texting during that time, which would be such a tremendous, you know, time restraint from, I mean, you know, it's not going to be worth it, essentially.
Right. I mean, so if they see you texting in your car, that's not enough that if you were to contest that, they would have to then follow through the process to prove that in court?
Unless it's just like when you're speeding and they pull you over for speeding and say, why were you going so fast? And you say, I got to get to work, I'm late for work. Well, you've admitted to speeding. So if you admitted to the texting, I was just texting my husband or my wife or my son, my daughter, my boss, to let them know, whatever, then you've just admitted to the crime. So then you could get the ticket. The only time we really see it, as far as enforcing it, where they actually go through, get the warrants and all that, is when there's a wreck, to find out if the distracting driving caused the wreck, meaning whether you are on a laptop, iPad, or your phone on or about the time that you collided with a person in another vehicle or a pedestrian.
And now they're considering hands-free, which would be very easy. I mean, then it would be, the police officer's word against yours, but that would mean nothing in your hand while you're driving, basically.
Yeah, that's going to be controversial, because I think there's going to be a lot of reasons that people are going to be against that. One thing is, from the expense standpoint, people would say, hey, now I have to buy Bluetooth, or I have to get headphones and all that sort of thing. I'll be surprised if it passes, just because from a political climate, there's so many things in South Carolina that didn't go through last year that I think probably take definitely priority over what this would be. Although it's not impossible to think that if there was some momentum behind it, but you know, it's all about the lobbying, and it's all about who's pushing it at the end of the day, as you well know.
Yeah, nonetheless, everybody should make sure you put your phone down and no distracted driving. But if you have a question and that arises when it comes to texting while driving, and you have to have a little encounter with the law enforcement, well, how do we get in touch with you, Dave, when we have more questions like that?
Yeah, easiest way is probably my office, 577-5530. Other people like going on the Facebook page, they put questions up there, or just straight emailing through the website. So several different ways, and whether it be a question or it be sometimes one thing that does happen is when you got actually hit in an accident, you think, hey, I'm pretty sure, actually it happened to me on my motorcycle, I know the guy behind me was on his phone texting because he hit me at a red light and didn't brake, so he was definitely looking down at his phone. So those are times where you might need an attorney to come in and help do some investigation for you after you've been, unfortunately, the one that got hit.
Another example of technology moving faster than our ability to cope with it. But we are happy to have people like David Ehler to help us out. And that is your Legal Buzz.